Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Next one, the disaster at Penn Horwood. Oh my God. Fort McMurray, 168 units, seven buildings, built in 2002. March 11th, that was the fateful day when doors were knocked on at midnight, and there are sheriff's officers and safety codes officers and town officials saying, you've got 30 minutes to move out. Whatever you can pack in a bag, out you go. And the reason is the buildings are collapsing and they're a danger to life and limb and health. Right in the middle of winter in Fort McMurray. Foundation collapse. There was early trouble in 2003. This is a phased condominium development, but it started being built in 2002. The developer hired a realtor to sell units to people. And this realtor, I don't know, he saw what he thought were difficulties and was talking about injury or risk of injury and death in 2003. And a defamation suit was launched by the developer against their own realtor. I guess he wasn't selling units for him anymore. Which was settled, but, you know, trouble came up, like, right away. This is brand new, folks, brand new. Just the start. As soon as that happened with the realtor in 2003, the condo board hired an engineer who said, structural, mechanical, electrical, roof, leaks, wiring mistakes, cracked foundation, falling stucco, hazard to life, health, building integrity. And then you just ponied up money for a brand new building. What the hell is going on? I ask you. It's shocking. Yeah, lawsuit right away. Lots of defendants. See, who are we suing here? The builder, the developer, the safety codes officers, the town, the architect, all the subs. This is the Condo Corp launching a lawsuit. The first set of damages was $4.1 million, but fairly quickly, after March 11th of 2011, it's now $60 million because you got to bulldoze everything, seven buildings, they say. Although, here's an interesting thing. When I first heard about this, I thought, well, suing the developer, yeah, that'll be a lot of good. He'll be off in Arizona, retired from, you know, doing a cheap job and pocketing a whole bunch of money. But guess what? He's still around and vigorously defending his position and saying, you know, for $50,000, I could have this done in 2 weeks, fixed. What the heck? You know, it's collapsing versus $50,000 will fix it. But it was really interesting that he's around to at least make a comment. So we'll see. So how could it happen? So who thinks that when you're building something like the Penn Horwood complex, that the local municipality or county sends their inspectors around regularly to keep an eye on it and make sure that it's being built properly? Who thinks that? It's kind of what I think. But that's wrong, wrong, wrong. There are no inspectors. There are safety codes officers that come around. It's different even than doing residential construction. There are safety codes people. It's actually the architect who's supposed to spend about 20% of his fee making sure that things are properly done. The architect, along with the engineering people and other major contractors that are involved. So there really aren't any. There are safety codes officers and the architect's an inspector. There's a professor named Tang Lee from the University of Calgary who specializes in this aspect of construction. He's testified in at least 30 courtroom actions. He says that, in his opinion, the rules in this province are, you know, it's really the wild, wild west about what regulation is in place to protect people. So there is, you know, you may think there's lots of that protecting you, but there really isn't. The province had a task force a couple of years ago in 08 that came up with a report about increased have inspectors, to have a better warranty program, to have it cover more things, to have it last longer. And that report was rejected, and there's apparently another one revised and written and supposed to be coming out. But right now, you can't rely on the provincial rules to protect you for either old construction or new construction. They got to do some work in this particular area. Okay, so what did we learn out of this? In the handout, there's about 12 diligence items that you could look at, and got to make sure you do some of these things prior to condition removal. You can't, as with all diligence, take your conditions off and then start to find out things and expect that you're going to get any help from the seller. Previous special assessments. Would it have been a red flag to you to find out that in 2005, these buildings that were built in 2002 and 2003, because there were seven of them built in a phase series, in 2005, there was a, wait for it, $25,000 per unit special assessment for a new complex. And it wasn't for foundations or any of this other stuff we were looking at. I'm not sure what it was for, but it wasn't for this. What is going on with a $25,000 special assessment in a two-year-old building? That's just crazy. You know, I think if you found that out and you were doing some diligence on this complex and thinking you might want to buy in there, I mean, that would be probably a situation where you go, you know what? I don't even want to know. It's whatever the answer is, it's just wrong. Turn around and get out. Lawsuits. For lawsuits by a condo corp, do a court of Queen's Bench actions search. If you do that search, you'll find out what lawsuits the condominium corporation has launched. Usually people are suing the condo corp, as opposed to the condo corp suing other people. In the Penn Horwood case, they're suing everybody. What about your own inspection? Who always gets an inspection when they buy a condo? Yeah? Who's bought condos and didn't get inspections? I have. So far, I've been all right. But the one time I did get an inspection, told me a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, I think with condos, you have to get an inspection just the same way you would with a freestanding home, a single family or duplex. And I also think that you have to talk to your inspector about looking at the common property and other parts of the condo complex apart from your unit that you're buying. I kind of always thought, well, I'll get him to look up my unit, but you know, it's so big, what's he going to do? Well, I think you got to have a chat with him about it. Have a chat. Find out what he can do for you, for what price, in what time frame, and see what kind of comfort you get from that. Is the developer a reputable developer? Now, this developer swears he's a reputable guy, and he's never had any trouble at any of his other complexes. It's just this one that is blowing up like the reactors in Japan. I mean, it's like only this one time. And you got to do a really rigorous analysis of that reserve fund study. That is the money blueprint for what's going on in your condo. The money blueprint. And we talked about all the things you need to look at with that. Got to check to see if there's any warranties on the building. What warranty company has covered this building off if it's new construction? Warranty companies can go bankrupt, you know? Just because somebody says there's a warranty in place, new home warranty? There's lots of warranty companies. Something called the additional plan sheet. We've always talked about when you're doing diligence, get a copy of the title for the unit you're thinking of buying. Or the property you're thinking of buying. We talked about that, right? As soon as you're semi-serious, get a copy of the title. For condos, there's this thing called the additional plan sheet. That's for the common property of the condo. It's where you register changes of bylaws, changes of directors. It's where if somebody is suing the condo corp, builder's liens and writs are registered on this additional plan sheet. It costs the same as a title search, so it's not very expensive. And you can get a bunch of information from it. So I think it's a good thing to get as part of your diligence when you're doing a condo. So again, let's review it. If there's lawsuits, what does Don Campbell say about, you know, when he looks at a property and there's a certificate of Liz Pendens, meaning there's a lawsuit in progress? What does Don say? He runs. I used to think, you know, maybe you should just investigate it and have a look. But with this Penn Horwood and some other ones, I'm going, I'm a lawyer. If I can't dig into this and figure out what's going on and who's right, who's wrong, and how's it going to end up, if I can't do that, then it's a mug's game. Get out. Go find another one. There's another bus coming down the street. Don't buy this one. Walk away. And as they say on Dragon's Den, isn't that what they say? When they don't like the deal? Thanks, but I'm out. All right, that's that one.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.